Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Mark chapter 3, verses 6 through 15, and the Reverend Mark Kiesling is preaching. The broadcast of chapels are written by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading for today is from Mark chapter 3, verses 6 through 15. The Pharisees went out and immediately held counsel with the Herodians against him, how to destroy him. Jesus withdrew with his disciples to the sea, and a great crowd followed from Galilee and Judea and Jerusalem and Idumea and from beyond the Jordan and from around Tyre and Sidon. When the great crowd heard all that he was doing, they came to him, and he told his disciples to have a boat ready for him because of the crowd, lest they crush him. For he had healed many, so that all who had diseases pressed around him to touch him. And whenever the unclean spirits saw him, they fell down before him and cried out, "You are the Son of God!" And he strictly ordered them not to make him known. And he went up on the mountain and called to him those whom he desired, and they came to him. And he appointed 12, whom he also named apostles, so that they might be with him, and he might send them out to preach and have authority to cast out demons. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our reading from Mark provides some familiar details of Jesus' early ministry in Galilee. And today, as we ponder our Lord's activity in Galilee, I invite you to think about his humility and his mission-mindedness on behalf of all people. Our reading started quickly. Jesus faced growing attention from his enemies over the work he was doing. He turned heads with his authoritative preaching and teaching in the synagogue and elsewhere. He ate and shared a table with tax collectors and those labeled sinners. He called commoners to follow him and learn from him, rather than the learned choosing their rabbi to follow. He healed people with all sorts of physical concerns and demonic possessions, and he did it even on the Sabbath. All these things were signs that God's presence and reign had come in Jesus. But Jesus was making quite the name for himself. It was drawing the attention of those in authority. And despite their concern and stirred anger, Jesus would not stop. His mission was to minister to the sick and to call sinners to repentance and faith. And the mission was grander than just that time and place in Galilee. His mission was to fulfill God's design from the beginning, for a time to draw all people under him and redeem them. Jesus' work there in Galilee was making quite a name for himself also, in that it attracted the sick and sinners responding to the gospel. Mark provides the details of where people were coming from far distances, like Jerusalem and Idumea, and from beyond the Jordan. Word was traveling fast. Jesus did not allow himself, though, to be sidetracked by fame or by notoriety. And Jesus there perfectly showed the love of God in that place, as he humbly lives what he would later state: "For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus did not turn people in need away, even though it kindled the anger of his enemies even more, and was potentially dangerous in another way. Mark records a very practical and human aspect of the situation. Jesus was forced into crowd management with his disciples. He had to have a boat ready for him so that he could still minister, even though there were concerns for his personal well-being and was in danger from the pressing crowds. Being in that situation, it would have been easy for any person to think that their time had arrived, or to make that the culmination of their life's work. What more was there to do? Sins had been forgiven, people were healed, God was praised. But Jesus didn't bask in the immediate glory of all the good things God was doing through him. Rather, he knew his service was to give of his life for the ransom of many. His humility would lead him to death, even death on a cross for the forgiveness of our sins. With this mission at hand, Jesus pulled away up the mountain and brought his disciples with him. Mark specifically states that the apostles were selected that they would be with him. Jesus desired to spend time with his apostles. He selected this group of men to have a special relationship with him and in his teaching and activity and revelation of God's activity in Christ. Already, the scene at the sea shows the disciples becoming more actively involved in Jesus' earthly ministry. Jesus calling the apostles to be close to him would place them in the front row of his teaching, of seeing his miracles, of eyeing the snares of his enemies, and seeing the humble Savior express the love of God to sinners, even to the point of death. This invitation and this time with Christ would be the basis for the apostles' preaching, teaching, and ministry of the church after the resurrection. The ministry would take the gospel of Jesus to the ends of the earth. The gathering of the masses at the sea would just be a foreshadowing of who Jesus would call through the ministry of the apostles and the church through time. Through witnessing to Jesus and preaching and teaching, Jesus captures hearts, including our own. The recording of the gospel allows us to spend time with our Savior through his word, and Christ's word gives strength to us to face the day. To those trapped in sin and temptation, Jesus brings deliverance. Jesus has power over demons with whom we wrestle. As a community, we pray for Jesus' power to be manifest in our lives to battle against sin, temptation, and Satan. We turn to God's word, which has the power to stand against such attacks. And in his word, we are reassured that Jesus loves us. We hear his invitation to repent and receive his forgiveness. He supplies hope for healing and faith to trust in him and his redemption and power. When we face medical concerns or care for those who do, we place our burdens and the burdens of others in the hands of the great healer. As Christ healed the masses, we receive God's love and compassion in healing our nervous hearts and minds. We receive care through people he has gifted with great abilities to heal. And today we encounter people who are hostile to Jesus. They may be hostile to his church, and we know Jesus and his mission won't be accepted by them. However, we remember that while we were enemies of God, he reconciled us to him through the death of his son and has given us life through faith in him. And in humility, we pray for God's enemies to be delivered and know Jesus as their Savior. In humility, we as the sick who have been well and sinners who by the grace of God have received his righteousness, echo Paul's words in Philippians 2. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourself, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, and being found in human form, he humbled himself by becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. May God grant us today and each day the faith to confess the name of Jesus, our humble Savior. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.